You're listening to the Quick and the Brave podcast. Welcome to Inspired Flight. In collaboration with the Prince Claus Fund, the Inspired Flight series tells the stories of 100 contemporary artists around the world who are recipients of the Prince Claus Seed Award. Recorded live at the Haushouder in Amsterdam, we speak with five Seed Awardees exhibiting at Contemporary Art Festival Unfair 22 about their work and representation in the art scene. In this episode, we talk to Masha Sivatagor. Masha is a Belarusian visual artist based in Minsk. With a background in philology, her artistic practice connects to contemporary issues, post-Soviet history, society, and identity. By combining elements from different historical and aesthetic orders through collage, Masha focuses on eccentricities and paradoxes of everyday life in modern Belarus. Recorded live at Unfair Festival in Amsterdam. This is Inspired Flight on The Quick and the Brave. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Quick and the Brave podcast. I'm Marianne, and as part of our Inspired Flight series, I am live at Unfair Festival 22 with Masha Sivatagor, who is a Belarusian visual artist who is exhibiting her work. She's one of the recipients of the Prince Claus Seed Award. So we're really excited to get to speak with her today. Thank you so much for joining us, Masha.
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here and to present my work at the Unfair and to collaborate with Prince Claus Fund. It's a very interesting experience for me. It's absolutely new experience.
It's a pleasure to get to speak with you and learn more about your work. I'd like to know, how did you develop into your craft as an artist?
I started doing art when facing a necessity to transform my confusion and the feeling of loss, my inability to understand unfolding events and phenomena into a public statement and make my mental images visible. Moreover, I needed to finally critically reflect and analyze my experience and the environment that had shaped my personal and artistic identity. In many ways, art is my way to overcome inner silence and helplessness. And it's important that I feel that on the art territory, I suddenly gain both the voice and desire to talk about the issues I'm concerned with, pose questions and rethink my relationships with the place I was born and live, review some fixed constructs previously seen as solid, immutable and monolithic.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And for a little bit of context, you're based in Minsk.
I'm based in Minsk, yeah. I've been living there all my life.
And your work draws on partly on collage and photography. How would you describe your work and what drives you to create?
I would describe my my work as a practice and a process of putting puzzle pieces, fragments of memories, observations, and scenes from the contemporary Belarusian reality back together, like fragments of a shattered mirror. When I put these pieces, layers, and fragments together, they form some weird, random, and sometimes surreal images, things, and patterns. And in my art practice, I explore these disparities and inconsistencies of faults and cracks, contradictions and paradoxes. That's why I often use photo montage as a method in my practice. For me, it's a way to tell a new story, to reassemble a new narrative by bringing together artifacts, images, and elements from different historical and aesthetical traditions.
Amazing. A bit of a side question. Apologies for the surprise question that I wanted to bring in here. But you use collage, and it seems like a lot of archive photography as well.
Yeah.
Where do you source those images from?
I'm working a lot with images, with these archival pictures found in Soviet magazines, in Soviet print magazines, photography magazines dedicated to photography. So actually, yeah, I think these, I mentioned that these faults and cracks that I face in the Belarusian, for instance, public space and political, social and cultural environments, it drives me a lot. And it's also interesting for me what lies between logic and absurdity, the order and the chaos, rational and irrational. So I explore these things in my works as well.
Beautiful, yeah. Thank you for answering my side question about the archive bits, because yeah, there's so many different sources that you seem to draw on, and yeah, it really comes across in the work how you communicating these histories with images directly from that history. So moving on to the next question, we are at Unfair 22. What are you exhibiting here? And can you tell us the story behind the pieces that you're showing at the mm-hmm. festival?
One piece is called Of Fragile Eyes, Dark Water and the Deep Bottom. And this is a single work, which is composed of various elements, layers of pictures and cutouts of photographs that I borrow from, as I said, Soviet magazines published in the USSR, and transform them into a complex narrative characterized by multiple patterns and designs. And actually, the title of that work, which I mentioned, reflects its essence. This is a work about the moment of crash, about human vulnerability and insecurity. Mm-hmm. And the background for this work, which I created especially for the Unfair, is a black, red, white pattern or ornament resembling sharp blades, emphasizing the feeling of insecurity, anxiety and danger. And for me, it's always interesting to put the archival pictures, the old archival pictures, in the new context, and to show how these images from the past interact with the present context and how they merge with the present mm-hmm. Reality, with the present situation, with the mm-hmm. today's situation in my country, for instance.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah, there's such bold, really bold motifs, I guess. Yeah, with the black and the red triangle pattern. Out of curiosity, does that draw on motifs that you see in other forms of Belarusian art?
Actually, when I create some wallpapers for my work as a background, I often take some elements from my works and repeat them on the wall when I create this pattern on the wallpaper. Mm-hmm. So I use only elements from my works.
Wow.
And I also show a small selection from my series Everybody Dance, where I reflect on Soviet history and imagery. And this work is also based on the official images from Soviet print media. I deconstruct these official iconic pictures from the Soviet past, take them out from their primary context and create the new image using these pieces and fragments, exposing the gaps, the paradoxes, the multiple layers and inconsistencies inherent to the Soviet era. And even though I use old archival pictures, my project, this series, is not only archival project. It's not only about a frozen period of time, the Soviet past. It also reflects some contemporary parallels with today's reality of Belarus and Russia. Using Soviet imagery, I show the reality, which continues to exist now, today, only in a more modified form. With all of this propaganda machine, victory frenzy, dictatorships, dictatorship lies, violence, and other things.
Wow. Yeah, thank you for that context. That really helps to have more of an understanding of what it is that you create. So moving on to representation in the art scene. So historically excluded communities lack representation in the art scene and in art institutions. In your experience, has this lack of representation impacted your ability to create and to grow?
I have to say that generally people do not know about Belarusian art and what is going on in my country and about the situation in the art field in my country. And unfortunately, Belarusian art and Belarusian artists are hardly represented in the international context. I think those artists who moved from Belarus, for instance, 10 years ago or even before, are in a different position because they probably started in art schools abroad. They collaborate with institutions, so they more or less included in the international context. And I think the lack of representation impacts my ability to create and grow. First of all, firstly, I didn't receive art education, so my background is not connected to art, and it's also, I think, influences. So actually, I do not have so many opportunities and support, and I have to say that Prince Klausy Award, it's the first prize in my life, and financial support as well. But on the other side, I feel more or less comfortable in my position. I mean, I feel like I'm free and independent. And I think that if you do really strong and powerful work, it will not go unnoticed, I think. And but you have to apply, you have to promote yourself. It's very important. But so my position is very contradiction. Contradictory. I'm in a precarious position on the one hand, and on the other hand, I feel like I'm independent and I can do anything.
Is that balance between the two?
Not anything, of course, because in my country I can't do anything because it's so if you talk about some abstract things, it's okay. But if you want to express your opinion connected to the political and social situation, it's impossible because you will be put in jail.
Thank you for sharing that because, I think it's important for people to understand the local context of how people are trying to create. Thank you so much for sharing. And you mentioned that this is the first funding that you've received. Prince Klaus Seed Award was your first funding application to be successful. And I was curious to know if you've had your work exhibited anywhere else before, and if so, how that compares with your experience here.
My works have been exhibited before in Poland, in Germany, in France, a few times in Belarus. But this is my first experience taking part in the art fair where you can not only show your work, but you have the opportunity to sell your work. and communicate directly with a lot of different people who have different countries, who have different experiences and backgrounds, and who probably perceive your work in a completely different way, ways. And in my view, unfair, for me, it's completely different format compared to participation in curated exhibitions. Mm-hmm. I think it's more open, it's more inclusive, unfair, I mean, in format. And mm-hmm. it's very intensive also. Moreover, it's important that, for instance, prices are up to artists. You can select the works you would like to show. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can ask for advice. Also, you build up these works on the wall by yourself, and artists also help and support each other. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an example of building and forming a community and horizontal relations between people.
Wow, a different festival experience.
Yeah,
entirely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And as a Prince Claus Seed Award recipient, your work engages naturally with social and political issues. What do you want people to understand about the community impact of your work?
I have some situation that I received a lot of negative feedback from, I don't know, can I call this community, for instance, people from my country and also people from Eastern Europe who know the context, but they, I receive a lot of negative feedback from them. Mm. So I don't know if my work has an impact and what impact my work
has.
Through my work, I want people to analyze the surrounding reality more deeply, reflect and think more carefully, overcome stereotypical and predictable thinking and automatic responses. And as I already mentioned, it's crucial for me to rethink some history things and to some these fixed constructs. Seen as immutable.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For taking the time to talk to us and for sharing your thoughts on representation and about your work as well.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And it's very nice to share.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about Masha and her work, where can people find you on Instagram?
On my website as well.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's at Sivatagor Masha.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Masha's work, you can head to her social. And in the meantime, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon on The Quick and the Brave.
Thank you so much.
Special thanks to Unfair Amsterdam. Discover contemporary artists at unfair_Amsterdam on IG. Thank you to the Prince Claus Fund for supporting the Inspired Flight series. Follow the journey on Instagram @Prince Claus Fund and @The Quick and the Brave.